peddling COVID-19 misinformation on Amazon? It's the Business News Headlines for Wednesday, the 8th day of September. Glad to be back with you, and thank you for being with us. In other business news, Senator Ted Cruz tells the unemployed to get a job. Speaking of jobs, American airline pilots have some concern about their jobs. The September curse is real. They're calling it a financial Armageddon. Chances are you'll still be driving a gasoline-powered car in 2035, no matter what New York says. We've got the Wall Street Report, and hey, working past age 60? Maybe not. Those stories, plus Iowa State University economist Dave Swenson is in. We'll talk jobs, job openings, unemployment, and much more. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm grateful to be back in the saddle, and thank you to Chap Ramsey for manning the ship while I was gone yesterday. You know, one of the things that's been so difficult in combating COVID-19 is the vast amount of lies and misinformation that's floating around out there. And one of the guilty parties is Amazon? CNBC is reporting that Senator Elizabeth Warren has sent a letter to Amazon CEO Andy Jassy asking for more clarity on how Amazon's search algorithms and bestseller badge work, saying the company's recommendation engines are potentially driving consumers to books and other products that contain falsehoods about COVID-19. Warren says searches for COVID-19, COVID, and vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine, and pandemic turned up products that promote false information about coronavirus vaccines and cures, many of which appeared at the top of the search results. Searches for COVID-19 vaccine produced literature promoting discredited COVID cures or vaccine information, including the fact that COVID-19 vaccines are, quote, making people sick and killing them, end quote. Senator Warren wants to know more. Well, it was ironic that on Labor Day weekend, millions of Americans lost what has become known as enhanced unemployment benefits. According to the Labor Department, that's about 7.5 million people. Texas U.S. Senator Ted Cruz had an answer to their unemployment dilemma when he tweeted out, quote, get a job, end quote. Business Insider is reporting that he then added, quote, there are millions of vacancies and small businesses across the nation that are desperate for workers, end quote. And while that might be true, if you dig deeper into the issue, it's far more complicated. Today, for the interview, you'll hear from economist Dave Swenson about a host of issues that may be keeping workers from just going out and getting a job. Speaking of jobs, pilots for American Airlines have something to say about theirs. Business Insider is reporting that the pilots' union has let it be known they'll start picketing at major national hubs in the coming weeks. So what's the beef? Well, the pilots say they're fatigued, that their flight schedules are too tightly packed, and there's a lack of hotels for the crew. Back in August, the pilots for Southwest Airlines said that they would be picketing airports during Thanksgiving and Christmas for the very same reasons. Well, September is traditionally a lousy month for the stock market. In fact, the S&P 500 has been positive just 45% of the time in September, going all the way back to World War II. And from what's been happening on Wall Street this September, may yet be another down month for the markets. Stocks fell today, and I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. The question is, will Congress act and raise the debt ceiling? The way things have been going, that is anybody's guess. However, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and others in the know are saying that if Congress fails to act in raising the debt ceiling, it will be a financial Armageddon for the U.S. economy. CNN is reporting that the easiest way to spark a financial crisis and wreck the U.S. economy would be to allow the federal government to default on its debt. They say it would be an epic, unforced error, and millions of Americans would pay the price. So what would happen? Well, interest rates would spike, the stock market would crater, retirement accounts would take a beating, the value of the U.S. dollar would erode, and the financial reputation of the world's only superpower would be tarnished. Lawmakers in Washington are again playing chicken with Americans' creditworthiness, and the path to raising the debt ceiling is not clear. Even though Congress has in the past raised the debt ceiling with a bipartisan vote, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell vowed in July that Republicans will not vote to raise the debt ceiling. Now, if the debt ceiling is not lifted, then the federal government will technically default on some of its obligations. It would be forced to prioritize payments, deciding who will get paid and who won't get paid. Ultimately, somebody's going to lose out, whether it's federal employees, veterans, Social Security recipients, or defense contractors. Two words, yeah, you've heard them before. Stay tuned. While New York has moved to ban the sale of electric-powered vehicles starting in 2035, the question is, what will you be able to drive and at what cost? Over the past year, there's been a ton of money committed to the race to go electric when it comes to passenger vehicles. However, there are still many hills to climb, one of which is battery power. Many of the electric vehicles that are rolling out today can power a car or a truck for 250 or 300 miles on a charge. And while that's pretty good, there's another sticky problem, and that is battery life. The current technology has not been able to manufacture a battery that would live the lifetime of a vehicle. So let's say you buy an EV, and you're going to keep it for 5 or maybe 10 years. The odds of your battery still being able to get and hold a charge doesn't look that good. So, do you replace it? And then what would be the cost? Plus, as MarketWatch is reporting, that if alternative fuel vehicles are ever going to run gas-powered cars and trucks off the road, they're going to need to beat them at their own game. Why? That's a tall order, because gasoline is cheap, plentiful, and efficient. From the It Could Have Been Worse department comes today's Wall Street report. The major indexes came off session lows in the final hour of trade, but in the end, all of them ended the day in the red. The Dow fell by 68 points to close at 35,031, while the NASDAQ was off by 87 points to finish the trade at 15,286. And the broader S&P 500 lost nearly 6 points to close at 4,515. True to the September curse, investors are being cautious, and for good reason. COVID-19 cases continue to rise, which could further impact the economy. The jobs picture is far from bright. Consumers are spending less, and supply chain issues continue. Today, it was big tech that let the air out of the balloon, as Apple and Facebook fell by about 1%. And when you consider tech stocks have been a staple of the growth cycle, that loss can be a problem. And finally, there is this. The past 18 months have changed much about our society. Perhaps one of the biggest changes is how workers view their jobs. Many people have come to the conclusion that there's more to life than plugging away at a job until you're 65 or 70 years old. And a new study bears that out. A New York Federal Reserve survey found that just over 50% of respondents expect to work past 62, compared to nearly 52% just a year ago. Bloomberg reports that it's the lowest on record in any study since 2014. When people were asked about working past the age of 67, less than a third of the respondents said they would. So yeah, the pandemic has moved more people toward retirement, as more than 1 million older Americans have left the workforce since March of last year. And now, speaking of work, stay with us, because coming up for the interview, I'll visit with Iowa State economist Dave Swenson. Several months ago, about 26 states stopped paying an enhanced employment benefit, saying that people were not out going to find jobs because they were making too much money on unemployment. Is that true? In addition, what's really keeping people out of the workforce? And what might employers need to do to attract and retain workers? All those questions asked and answered. Click through for the conversation with Iowa State University economist Dave Swenson.